The highlight of today's action came when twin brothers Steve and Phil Mayer of Yakima, Washington took gold and silver medals in the men's slalom. Phil says it was almost the other way around.
When Steven made his mistake right up here at the Knoll, I knew that if he, you know, he had a good chance of still winning the medal in the sense that he was just a little bit behind me and had such a big lead. And without the last little one here in this last little pitch, he would have won the gold and not the silver.
Playing it cool, Steve Mayer said today's race was no different from others he's competed in.
In slalom, I could win on any day, and today was no exception. I came in here pumped just like I would any other major race. It just happened to be Phil's day, not mine.
Thanks to the Mayer's victories, the U.S. leaves the Olympics with 8 medals, 4 gold and 4 silver.
The United States brought a rousing finish to the 14th Winter Olympics in Sarajevo today. The Mayer twins of Yakima, Washington captured the 2 top medals in the men's slalom. Phil Mayer came on strong on his second run to win the gold medal, but afterward made it sound like no big deal.
For me, this is just a race, it's more of a race for the public, and so therefore it's like a bigger victory for everybody, and it's a bigger victory for yourself. But right now, I don't feel any different than I would, let's say, the World Cup finish. I had 2 good runs today, and I was a little bit lucky that other people made mistakes.
For Steve Mayer, a silver medal in today's slalom is nice, but don't expect him to jump up and down either.
I came in here, you know, so hoping to win. I wanted to win, but it ended up just being another race. Granted, I end up with a silver medal, my brother with a gold. You're supposedly the best on this day, but there's other days that I haven't been the best this year. And I just happened to put it together today, and a lot of the competition went out the first run. I was very unfortunate. I think it would have been a lot more interesting race had there been more finishes.
Michael Kalman has a profile of this dynamic duo.
Meet the Mayer brothers, Phil and Steve. They're 26-year-old skiing twins. Each credits the other for becoming the 2 best skiers the United States has ever produced.
It's like he's an extension of me, I guess. And this is a victory for me. We have a saying, it's called keeping the family. If I can't win, he better. So it's a good feeling.
We are very close, almost more of a best friend relationship. I can talk to him about anything and feel very comfortable. And because he is my brother, and yet I don't look at him so much as a brother, more as a best friend.
The twins like sports of most any kind and enjoy spending time at home in Yakima, Washington, where they grew up with their 7 brothers and sisters. Both still live in Yakima. Phil and Holly Mayer live in a house out in the country that the twins built. Steve and Debbie Mayer live in a Yakima suburb.
They have to be the best of friends because they can be awful mean to each other, you know, very critical. And then the next minute, there's no hard feelings. And they can be as happy as nothing had happened.
Phil and Steve's lives have uncannily paralleled each other. Some competitors and coaches say the twins' unity tends to psych out the opponent.
That's one of their secrets, is that they're twins and they communicate extremely well. They're very competitive with each other, and yet they're very open with each other. So it's a really healthy relationship.
A personal parallel exists as well. Both have baby daughters with child number 2 on the way. And it's because of those family obligations that both Phil and Steve say that this season will be their last on the snow-covered slopes. I'm Michael Kalman reporting.